Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We have what Garofalo said there about how Fields is not looked at yet by NFL coaches like this is something that will be sustainable. The Athletic put out a story on the undefeated teams, the 5 undefeated teams, and said pretty much the same thing about the Steelers. They think they're the worst of the bunch. They think they're worse than the Vikings and the Seahawks, who are other surprises, not so much for the Chiefs and Bills. What is it going to take for this?
R-E-S-P-C-T.
Yes.
Find out what it means to me.
Yes. What is it going to take here for not just us in Pittsburgh to get very excited and start to jump up and down and do cartwheels with our friends and backflips and things of that nature? What is it going to take for the objective, not black and gold glasses wearing people to say, hey, you know those Steelers? That's a damn good football team right there. That's not smoke and mirrors. That's not bottom can fall out at any time. That's the real deal.
I think they're fighting the same perception battle that they fought when they would get off to an okay start or they were having a winning record with Pickett, where like everyone acknowledges that Fields is way more talented and has way more upside, but because he was so bad wins and losses wise in Chicago and because he made so many bad decisions, fumbles, interceptions, there's this feeling that they're waiting for the other shoe to drop. Now, here is what is interesting about that. The Chiefs have not been that impressive. They're like league average on defense and I think pretty close, like not that good on offense. They're better than average.
They're winning like Tomlin teams. They're winning close games.
They've won 9 straight games by 6 or less.
And they're getting lucky. They're getting calls. They're getting all that nonsense.
But because they have Mahomes, they get the benefit of the doubt. Excuse me.
Yes, you win 2 Super Bowls in a row, you're gonna.
Your lucky wins are not perceived as such. It's just you're good. These things happen, right? Like if Tiger Woods won a golf tournament in his
prime, you make your own luck
because the guy hit a ball out of bounds. It wouldn't be luck. Tiger made him do it somehow. Okay. The Bills, you have any reason why people would question them? No, they look like...
Of course not.
Allen looks like the MVP. They look like the Terminator football version.
Yep.
Seattle, I think, is a good team. Geno hasn't had great numbers, but if you watch Geno, if you're not box score watching, he looks pretty good, and they look solid.
But they have played the most fraudulent...
Cupcake schedule. They've got the Patriots. They got taken to overtime by the Patriots, and then they got to play like the husk of the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
No Tua, no chance.
In Denver on the road, and Bo Nix's first start.
Okay. So that brings, but I the Seahawks have been decent enough that I think people like Geno Smith and believe in him as a quarterback. Like the ball watchers are big Geno Smith fans by and large. Okay. When I'm talking that, that's important because I'm talking national perception. The team that is getting a lot of shine right now and is not, I think, really being doubted very much, that is perplexing, is Minnesota. Sam Darnold has no track record really to speak of before this year.
But he's played great. He had 4 touchdown passes, and they beat teams that people think are Super Bowl contenders in back-to-back weeks.
But you're not hearing people ask, when will the shoe drop with Sam Darnold?
Right.
And I think that's twofold. Well, no, I think that's really one thing. I think it's he's got an offensive head coach who happens to call the plays, and I think there tends to be a bias towards teams that are run that way. People just say, well, O'Connell came from the McVay tree or whatever. Or is it the Shanahan tree, or do we count them as the same? Whatever. He comes from that like high pedigree offensive mind stock. And so people give him benefit of the doubt. What's so unusual about that this year, only this year, the league has not been an offensive league. Like, this would be the one year that through three games, you'd look at the way Mike wants to win games here and say, huh, could work. In fact, I went on Amina Kimes' podcast because she talked about the Steelers.
You were on as a guest?
No. I went on and looked at it.
Oh, that I thought you said I went on, and I'm like, wait a minute. Way to bury the lead. Mulsey was on with Mina Kimes.
Phrase that one poorly. What if I had been on there and just dropped it on you out of nowhere?
We found out that Mina Kimes fell in love with the nine straight threes story, and
she's like, I've got to have this.
Became enraptured by all the stylings and takes of Chris Mueller.
Now that would be a feather in my cap. Anyway, but I went on and listened there and was checking it out today because she's Dominique Foxworth was on with her. I think that's usually who's on. They did like 5 minutes on the Steelers. And even she, who is definitely like a offense person typically.
She's buying stock?
Well, she said you can buy more stock, I think, in them this year than you could in the past. Not just because Fields has so much athletic ability, but because look at the league. Like, look at the state of play around the league. You've said this numerous times with Fields, and I got to give you credit. I didn't really buy it at first. Most of their quarterbacks, other than literally the Bill, Allen with the Bills right now and Darnold, haven't put together like
so
monster
games. So she stole
games.
My take, and because she said it, now you believe it. When I was saying it, it's just me, but Mina Kimes now it actually means something. It carries more weight. Mina Kimes put her seal of approval on it, so now it must be a great opinion.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
I think that...
She can also say Kenny Pickett to George Pickens was the new Montana to Rice, so I feel like she doesn't have...
She also said Willis was like going to be a great quarterback and the sky was the limit for him, and maybe she feels...
Have you looked at his last
He
two
played
games?
A good game.
He's played two good ones. I do think that they don't get respect because there's still the perception that they are a defense team.
If they beat the Colts, they won't on Sunday. If they beat the Cowboys, I don't think they will because it'll be more about Dallas being a complete tire fire.
They can beat Dallas in the way that wouldn't change anyone's minds because you know what Dallas sucks at? They're soft.
Yep, very soft. Patrick Peterson said that to me.
You can run right at them, man. The Ravens,
that team's soft.
The Ravens bullied the hell out of them.
It's like whatever the high number. He's like, man, it's like that. What's the highest ply of toilet paper? What's the softest?
I think it's two ply.
So there's only one ply, and is there zero ply?
No, one ply is like wiping your ass with sandpaper, man.
So is there anything between one and two? You go from wiping your butt with sandpaper, as you put it,
mm-hmm.
or a cheese grater, to the softest thing of all time. To,
I don't
like,
think there's
velvet on your ass. There's
I don't
no
think there's
in between.
Triple ply. Is there three ply toilet?
There paper? Is three ply.
How about a one and a half ply? How about something that's in between?
1.5 ply.
Yeah,
dude. There's something called Lux Soft Premium Toilet Paper.
I don't know if I've ever had three ply.
Look at this. Just look at the wrapping for this. It looks like a luxury product designed to wipe your butt.
Yeah, Google is telling yourself. Me it goes all the way from one to six.
Six ply.
Man.
Who needs that many plies? You know, there was a football player who made toilet paper later in his life. Dre Ply.
Good one, Chris.
You know, like that
I
one,
think,
horse?
I think that the game that will get them on the... they're not just a team that's built a good record beating up on teams they're better than. I think the Jets game is the one that will get people's attention if they are able to win that game and... score some style points and
let me ask you this.
Do it somewhat decisively.
Okay, let me question then. Parlay Poppy tweeted this to us.
Hello, Parlay Poppy.
300 yards and three touchdowns from Fields this week. If that happens, the national media starts hyping them.
Yeah, I think that's actually a good rebuttal. I think if like there's some kind of like insane statistical performance from the quarterback, then that would open eyes too. But that honestly, I didn't even consider that. Because I just don't feel, even though they let Fields do more last week, I don't see them turning the offense into something where he has a good shot of throwing three touchdowns.
One more quick thing I'll say then, just to bring up Kimes' podcast again. Foxworth's big take on him was, been pretty good if he finds a way to like stop leaving basically as many plays out there as they are watching on film and thinking he's leaving out there, it'll be real good. So they actually think as much as we feel like he's played well and they feel he's played well, that he has left a lot out.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.